Well, good evening, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for the invitation to come along. I'd like to say a few things, if I may please, from the book of Philippians. We could perhaps turn to Paul's letter to the Philippians. I have a special place in my own heart for this book because summer of 52 and the summer of 54, I did my national service. I'm sure that will ring a bell with some of the older friends. I was stationed in West Kirby in the Wirral. I really wanted to go overseas at that time, but God did not further that. It happened later on. But one of the things I did was I used to go to the OD church building. There was a C of E building, which was Church of England, and there was an RC building, which was a Roman Catholic, and then there was another building for those who were OD, which meant other denominations. I used to think it might have been called ODD, but that's another matter altogether. And when I was off duty from working in an Air Force hospital, I used to take my Bible, and there was this great big, it was really like a place that you could park aircraft in, you know, it was just like a huge hangar. And there was a great long aisle at one side and another one at the other, and I used to walk up and down and up and down and up and down. If there be there for any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies and so on and so on. And I went through it, and I think I learned the book of Philippians off by heart, as we say. I memorized it, and that is one of the reasons why it has remained very, very precious in my own life and has been something that we have carried with us all these years in the Far East. So I would just like to share a few things with you, if I may, from Philippians this evening, and I've used the title Fellowship or partnership in the gospel. When we talk about fellowship, we tend to think that, you know, we come into the building in the morning or the evening and we have fellowship with one another. Well, that's very nice. And we sing together and we pray together and we listen to scripture being read together and we have fellowship. And that's very nice. And it can't be too far off the mark. But surely the essential idea of fellowship is fellows in a ship, all of them with an oar in their hand, and all of them involved in the going forward of that boat. And I find myself, now that I'm 76 years of age, thank you for thinking I was only about 56, that's very kind of you, but I find myself seeing just how much of my potential as a Christian have I placed into God's hands. How much use has God been able to make of me with all the blemishes and all the warts, you know? And have I really, really been of any value at all in God's service? Fellowship is an active participation in something with other people. It is not letting the other people organize things, and I take no part in it. That is not basically at all the New Testament idea of partnership. So we could perhaps then begin our little study in Philippians, perhaps we'll just read from the beginning, Paul and Timothy, servants, the bond servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, the bishops, the overseers, better surely, and deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. That's wonderful, isn't it? Because of your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Now, with regard to this fellowship in the gospel, there are 3 days mentioned in this section of the first chapter, which are not unimportant. So verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. That is today. And then in verse 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. We have 3 days here. The first day, and I assume that Paul is speaking about when he took the gospel during his second missionary journey, and when he took the gospel there into Philippi, into that part of modern-day Turkey, and began the work, and the great blessing that there was, along with Paul's work and his colleagues at that time, there was a tremendous work done in these valleys in modern-day Turkey, second missionary journey in particular. But of course, he looks forward to the day of Jesus Christ. We'll come back to that just for a moment, in a moment. But could I just say that as Christians, and it certainly applies to me, I tend to look back and say, ah, the first day. I remember that night in 1950 when I was a boy of 16 and I realized for the first time, really realized that God was the creator of everything. Standing on the Carrick Hills, you know, just a little bit south of Ayr and the sun setting over Arran. What a fabulous. And here I was deeply moved as a boy of 16. And I said to the man who was playing a vital part in my life, I said, Mr. Dunlop, but where is God? And he said to me, Boyd, look around and answer me this simple question. Where is God not? Very, very simple, brothers and sisters. Went deeply into my heart. And because of my affection for the man in these early days and companions, teenage companions, one looks back and one says, ah. Was that, oh, for these days again, you know. And the enemy says, that's right. The enemy says, that's right. You just look back to 50 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago. And then we think of the day of Jesus Christ and we say, ah, we give another ah and say, you know, the Lord is coming and then all our trials and pains and disagreements will be over. And that's very nice. And there's nothing wrong with this, dear brothers and sisters. But what we read here is that Paul says from the first, your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And that's what the enemy doesn't want. He's not exactly thrilled about it, but he will say, ah, think of the great days when you came to know Christ. Think of the great days when the Lord will come again. Oh, you had great days then, and you will have great days. Just don't have great days today. And the enemy, I believe, says that kind of a thing to every Christian who's trying to please God. Now, do it for a moment, dear brother and sister. Look into your life for a moment. Some younger folks, that's grand, delighted to see you. Maybe you've only been a believer for 2 years or a year or 6 months, but you know, you look back. Wasn't it grand when we came to know Christ? And will it not be wonderful? A dear old brother by the name of Jim Clark, 92 years of age, died in Helensburgh recently. And the few half years or so that we have been there for the last 3 or 4 years, I came to know this dear old man. And when he was, last year, when he was getting weaker and weaker and died in December, I would go once a week or so and sit beside him and read from. And he said to me once, Boyd, when you come down, can we do a little study on heaven? He knew far more about it than I did. But the thing that meant most of all to him was not that the tears will be wiped away, that there will be no more pain and there will be no